Okay, so today we're diving deep into Robert Ludlum's The Bourne Vendetta.
Oh, wow.
You know, Jason Bourne, all that. But this time it's getting a bit of a twist. We're not just in the world of, shadowy organizations and close combat. This one goes pretty deep into AI and cyber warfare.
Interesting.
Yeah, the whole shebang.
Okay.
So buckle up because this is going to get a little tech heavy.
It's like Ludlum took that classic Bourne, recipe
Right.
and just injected it with this dose of modern day paranoia. You know,
Yeah.
you've got your heart pounding action, you
Yeah.
got your global conspiracies, but now it's all tangled up with tech. This
Yeah.
kind of tech that could like expose anyone's darkest secrets
Totally.
makes you think twice about what you put online, doesn't it?
Seriously.
Yeah.
And that's just the backdrop. We're talking about this thing called the files.
Okay.
It's a database so powerful, so loaded with sensitive information. I mean, it makes nuclear codes look like child's play.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah, we're not this isn't just your average data breach, right?
Right.
This is the kind of thing that could bring down governments, corporations, anyone, who's ever had a skeleton in the closet.
Oh, wow. It's like ha having the keys to everyone's kingdom, right?
Yeah.
All just neatly compiled and ready to be exploited.
Yeah.
And the race to control these files, I mean,
Oh, yeah.
it attracts I'd say a pretty colorful cast of characters. I
Absolutely.
mean, we're not even just talking about spies and assassins anymore. We
Right?
got hackers, tech moguls, politicians. I mean, everyone's got skin in this game.
Okay, so picture this.
Right?
Bourne's in London.
Okay.
Right. Wrong place, wrong time, as usual.
Right.
Boom! Explosion rocks the city.
Oh, wow.
Takes out a Saudi banker who's connected to these files.
Okay.
And guess what? This banker was involved with this website called My Girl Next Door.
My girl next door.
Yeah, doesn't exactly sound like,
Right.
the breeding ground for international espionage, does it?
No, not really.
But
What?
appearances can be deceiving,
I
right?
guess so, yeah.
That seemingly, innocuous website, it's a pretty crucial piece of the puzzle. So it
Interesting.
turns out that My Girl Next Door was used to blackmail
Okay.
this U.S. Congressman,
Oh, wow.
Wilson Scott,
Okay.
with some pretty, compromising information.
Like what kind of information?
We're talking, I mean, career-ending, life-ruining kind of stuff.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And it gets juicier.
Okay.
The blackmail material involves Scott trying to hire a hitman to
What?
take out his own wife.
No way.
Talk about family drama, right?
Jeez.
And guess where he tried to arrange the whole thing? Where?
You,
Guessed it.
my girl next door.
My Girl Next Door.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, Bourne, he's not one to let a good mystery go unsolved.
Right.
So he dives headfirst into this whole web of cyber intrigue.
I bet. I bet.
Yeah. But he's not
Cool.
alone.
Okay.
Enter Johanna, former Treadstone agent.
Oh, interesting.
Now, their relationship,
Yeah.
complicated, to say the least.
Okay.
There's history there, the kind that involves betrayal, double crosses,
Right.
and a whole lot of baggage.
Wow.
But there's also this undeniable spark between them. This tension that makes you wonder if they'll end up as allies or enemies.
I see.
So,
Ew.
talk about a dangerous dance, right?
Yeah,
And
definitely.
as Bourne's peeling back the layers of this whole conspiracy, he realizes that the files are more than just a collection of secrets.
Okay.
This is an AI.
Oh, wow.
Like a self-learning program that can connect the dots, predict your next move,
Wow.
even exploit your deepest fears.
Jeez.
It's like having this digital crystal ball
Right.
that can see your past, present, and future.
That's kind of
It's
creepy.
pretty creepy,
Yeah,
right?
it's this the stuff of nightmares.
Totally.
I mean, it makes you wonder like if this kind of technology exists,
Yeah.
in the world of the book,
Right.
how far off is it from becoming our reality?
Exactly.
I mean, think about all the data we share online, all the digital footprints.
Yeah.
It's a chilling thought.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg, right?
Oh
I
boy.
mean, we haven't even touched on the Russian mob
Right.
or this mysterious coder named Vix
Oh, okay.
or the fact that Bourne's former handler, Shadow, She seems to be playing her own game.
Oh, wow.
So buckle up. This ride's just getting started.
Okay, this is getting good.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just say the line between good and bad gets pretty blurry in this one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, trust is a luxury that Bourne can't afford.
Right.
Especially when, like, everyone around him seems to have their own agenda.
Yeah.
And that's what makes this book so gripping.
Yeah.
You're never quite sure who to believe,
mm-hmm.
who's pulling the strings, you know, what's coming next.
Yeah, it's like trying to solve a puzzle where the pieces keep changing shape.
Right.
You think you're getting close.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ludlum throws in a twist that completely flips the script.
Oh, man.
So. It's a wild ride, and we're just scratching the surface here.
Oh, great. Can't wait to dive in.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want to spoil too much.
Right, right.
But let's just say there are betrayals, heart-stopping action,
yeah.
and enough twists and turns to make your head spin.
Like,
yeah, you know,
like really.
It's a classic Ludlum thriller.
Mm-hmm.
But with the 21st century edge.
Yeah.
That'll leave you questioning everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you're you know, looking for a book that'll keep you guessing till the very last page,
uh-huh.
Trust me, The Bourne Vendetta is it.
Okay.
It's got action, intrigue, romance,
mm-hmm.
and a healthy dose of techno paranoia to keep you up at night.
I like it. Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you think, you know how this one ends?
Uh-huh.
Think again.
Right.
Ludlum's got a few surprises up his sleeve.
Yeah.
And let me tell you,
yeah.
they're doozies.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll leave those for you to discover.
Right.
For now, let's just say this is one deep dive you won't want to miss.
Absolutely.
What really grabs me about The Bourne Vendetta is how Ludlum takes this, like, you know, high-stakes world of espionage.
Mm-hmm. And grounds it in such, like, relatable human emotions.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Bourne, this legendary spy, right. grappling with trust issues,
mm-hmm.
you know, struggling to connect with people after all he's been through.
Right.
It's like, you know,
yeah.
even a super spy can't escape the complexities of human relationships.
Totally. And then you've got Johanna.
Right. Right.
You think she's just another femme fatale.
Uh-huh.
But she's so much more than that.
Yeah.
She's a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
A skilled operative in her own right.
Right.
And her history with Bourne is just
yeah.
electric.
Definitely.
It's like they're two magnets mm-hmm. constantly pushing and pulling.
Right.
Never quite able to break free from each other's orbit.
Yeah, and that tension,
yeah.
that you know, unresolved history between them, it makes their every interaction so charged. You
yeah.
know, you're constantly wondering, are they going to team up?
Right.
Betray each other.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even rekindle that old flame.
Yeah, yeah.
Ludlum keeps you guessing right until the very end.
And then you've got Vix.
Right.
This brilliant but troubled coder.
Mm-hmm.
She's the daughter of the guy who created the files.
Right.
But she's also got her own secrets.
Right.
Her own demons to wrestle with.
Mm-hmm.
And her connection to Garrett Parker,
yeah.
the AI expert who yeah. Unwittingly helped create the foundation for the files.
Right, right.
It adds another layer of complexity to the whole story.
It's like everyone in this book is carrying some kind of burden.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Some past trauma that shapes their actions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes them so compelling,
yeah.
so human.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
They're not just like cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
They're fully fleshed out characters with motivations, flaws, and vulnerabilities.
And speaking of vulnerabilities.
Let's talk about the files for a second.
Okay.
This thing is like the ultimate weapon.
Right.
Capable of manipulating and exposing anyone, anywhere.
Yeah.
It makes you think about the power of information in the digital age and how easily that power can be abused.
It's a chilling thought, isn't it?
Totally.
I mean, we're already seeing the impact of data breaches and cyber attacks in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the chaos if something like the files fell into the wrong hands.
Totally.
It's like Ludlum is holding up a mirror to society, you know?
Yeah.
Forcing us to confront the darker side of technological advancement.
Exactly. And the people chasing after the files.
Right.
They come from all walks of life.
Yeah.
You've got Treadstone, of course,
mm-hmm.
always lurking in the shadows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then there's Cody.
Okay.
This ruthless Russian mobster who's not afraid to get his hands dirty.
Yeah.
And then there's Callie Faith. a congresswoman who's so hungry for power,
right?
She's willing to cross any line.
It's like a twisted game of chess, right, with all these players vying for control.
Yeah.
Each one willing to sacrifice pawns to get what they want. Mm-hmm. And Bourne's caught right in the middle.
Right.
Trying to navigate this treacherous landscape.
Yeah.
While staying one step ahead of his pursuers.
And remember Shadowborn's former handler.
Right.
Well, let's just say she's not playing by the rules either.
Oh, really?
She's got her own agenda.
Okay.
And she's not afraid to manipulate everyone around her.
Wow.
To achieve her goals.
That's the thing about this book. You can't trust anyone.
Right.
You know, alliances shift.
Yeah.
Betrayals are commonplace.
Mm-hmm.
And just when you think you've figured out who's on whose side,
right,
Ludlum throws in another twist.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster ride of suspense and intrigue.
Absolutely.
And you're never quite sure who's going to come out on top.
And the action scenes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
They're absolutely breathtaking.
Wow.
Ludlum doesn't hold back.
Okay.
You've got car chases, explosions, hand-to-hand combat, the whole nine yards.
Right.
But it's not just mindless action.
Okay.
It's all meticulously choreographed.
Right.
And you can feel the tension building with every page.
Like that showdown at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about a scene straight out of a blockbuster movie.
Totally.
You've got Bourne and Johanna.
Right.
Trying to outmaneuver Shadow and her Treadstone agents,
mm-hmm.
all while navigating a crowd of unsuspecting civilians.
Right.
It's a high-stakes game of cat and mouse.
Yeah.
And the tension is palpable.
And just when you think things can't get any crazier,
right,
Shadow drops a bombshell.
Boy.
That changes everything.
No way.
It's a twist you won't see coming. And it leaves Bourne questioning everything he thought he knew about the people around him.
Talk about a betrayal.
Right.
It's like the rug gets pulled out from under you,
and
you're left scrambling to piece together what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the Bourne Vendetta so addictive.
Right.
Just when you think you've got it all figured out, Ludlum throws another curveball your way.
It's like he's saying, hey, you think you know what's going on.
Right.
Think again.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps you turning the pages,
mm-hmm.
eager to see what crazy twist or revelation is coming next.
And let's not forget about that final confrontation with Cody,
right,
in that remote Estonian forest.
Oh, yeah.
It's a brutal, no-holds-barred fight for survival.
Right.
And it's clear that not everyone is going to make it out alive.
Yeah.
The stakes are incredibly high, and the tension is almost unbearable.
It's one of those scenes where you find yourself holding your breath.
Right.
Your heart pounding in your chest as you wait to see who's going to emerge victorious.
Yeah.
And even when the dust settles, there's a sense of unease.
Right.
A lingering question that hangs in the air.
Because even though the immediate threat seems to be neutralized.
Right.
The implications of what transpired are far-reaching, you know?
Yeah.
The world has been changed. The balance of power shifted.
Uh-huh.
And you can't help but wonder what the consequences will be.
It's like Ludlum is saying, hey, even when the good guys win, there's always a price to pay.
Right.
And that's what makes this book so much more than just another action thriller.
Right.
It forces you to think about the bigger picture.
Yeah.
The ripple effects of violence and betrayal,
mm-hmm.
and the moral compromises we make in the name of security.
And that's just a taste of what's in store for you in the Bourne Vendetta.
Right.
We've barely scratched the surface of the intrigue, the betrayals, the heart-stopping action that awaits you.
Yeah.
But we don't want to spoil all the fun.
Right.
We want you to experience the twists and turns for yourself to feel the adrenaline rush as Bourne races against time to uncover the truth. And trust me, you won't be disappointed.
You know what gets me about Ludlum?
Hmm.
He doesn't shy away from those tough questions.
Yeah.
Like what happens when the very technology we create to protect ourselves turns against us?
Yeah.
You know? Is it even possible to stay ahead of the curve when the curve is constantly changing?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that's what makes the Bourne Vendetta so so relevant, you know, so unsettling.
Yeah.
It's not just a story about spies and assassins.
Right. It's a reflection of our own anxieties about technology.
Totally.
About, you know, the erosion of privacy, that feeling that we're constantly being watched.
Yeah.
Monitored, analyzed.
It's like Big Brother on steroids.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Totally. Right.
And what's even scarier is that the people wielding this power, they're not always the ones you'd expect.
Right.
You know, it's not just governments or shadowy organizations anymore. It's
right.
It's individuals, corporations, anyone with the resources and the motivation.
Right. Exactly.
To exploit these vulnerabilities of our, you know, interconnected world.
And that's where the ethical dilemmas come in, right?
Oh yeah.
Because when you have a tool as powerful as the files.
Right.
I mean, the lines between right and wrong
yeah.
can get pretty blurry.
Totally. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
who gets to decide what information is shared?
Right. Who's targeted?
Mm-hmm.
Who benefits?
Right. And what happens when that power falls into the wrong hands?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a question that Ludlum explores with chilling precision. He doesn't offer easy answers.
Right.
But he forces you to confront these uncomfortable truths.
Yeah.
About the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
The choices we make.
Right.
And the potential consequences of our actions.
But it's not, you know, it's not all doom and gloom.
Right.
Amidst all the chaos and betrayal,
yeah.
there's a glimmer of hope.
Right.
A reminder that even in the darkest of times, human connection can prevail.
Like Bourne's relationship with Johanna.
Oh yeah.
It's a roller coaster of emotions.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Fueled by their shared history.
Yeah.
Their undeniable attraction.
Right.
And the constant threat of danger.
Mm.
Yet there's this vulnerability they reveal to each other.
Yeah.
This glimpse of the people they could be if they could only escape
right.
the shadows of their past.
And even amidst, you know, the betrayals and double crosses,
right.
there are these moments of genuine connection, these acts of selflessness that remind you that even in this world of spies and assassins,
right.
humanity can still shine through.
It's like Ludlum is saying that even the toughest,
right.
most hardened individuals, they have a capacity for love,
yeah,
loyalty and compassion,
right,
and those qualities, those human connections,
yeah,
they're ultimately what make life worth living,
right,
even in the face of overwhelming odds.
Exactly, and that's the takeaway I got from the Bourne Vendetta.
Yeah,
it's not just a thrilling espionage story.
Right.
It's a story about the human condition, the choices we make, the
mm-hmm.
the burdens we carry.
Yeah.
And the enduring power of hope.
Right.
Even in the darkest of times.
So if you're looking for a book that will keep you on the edge of your seat, make you think.
Yeah.
And maybe even touch your heart a little.
Right.
Then I highly recommend checking out The Bourne Vendetta.
Absolutely.
It's a wild ride.
Yeah.
And it will stay with you long after you finish the last page.
And remember, we've only scratched the surface here. Mm. There's so much more to discover.
Yeah.
So many twists and turns you won't see coming.
Oh yeah.
So go grab the book, dive in,
and
prepare to be captivated by Ludlum's world of espionage, betrayal, and ultimately hope.
Until next time, keep exploring. Keep questioning and keep diving deep.